Hi everybody, welcome to the State of the Map 2020. My name is Atta Frank Akwete. I come from Togo. I'm pleased to present to you an overview on OpenStreetMap Togo community. Here you can see the plan of our presentation. So Togo is one of smallest country of West Africa. It is situated between Ghana, Benin, Burkina Faso, and the Guinean Gulf. Its capital is Lomé and has more than 7 million inhabitants. Togo, 56% of the population of Togo is represented by the youth, and the country represents actually the 39th economy of Africa. So the official language of Togo is the French. If you want to have more information about Togo, you can click here. And if you want to visualize this map, you can click here. So OpenStreetMap Togo is born since June 2013, through the volunteering program of humanitarian OpenStreetMap team. But actually, we are 7 years old, and our objective is to promote the OpenStreetMap project everywhere in Togo and to support humanitarian action through digital mapping. In promoting in OpenStreetMap project in Togo, we conduct several activities like sensitizing and building capacities in OpenStreetMap and FreeGIS to students, public sectors, companies, and nonprofit organizations. We organize mapping parties, mapped on. We participate to events in Togo and in other countries. And we realize some projects in order to promote the OpenStreetMap project and to achieve the sustainable development goals. So here you can see some pictures of our mapping parties mapped on. And you can see the pictures of our local training sessions. And then one of our interest project is to map all pharmacies of Togo, especially all pharmacies of Lomé. And to develop a software who can allow people to locate the nearest pharmacy in their area. For this project, we collect data on pharmacies with OpenStreetMap tools. And the next step of this project is to develop the software and share it with people who can use it for their location. So, another project of OpenStreetMap Togo is digital mapping as level of local development. The goal of this project is to make the OpenStreetMap project be part of the planification and management of communal and prefectural territory in Togo. For the first phases of this project, we train the actors of municipalities, prefectural, and NGOs, associations, and companies of city of Sotoboa in OpenStreetMap and in making maps with QGIS and After all, we produced a map and we offer it to the municipality of Sotoboa. For this event, we registered 20 participants who continue actually to update the local OpenStreetMap data. So for this project, we have registered the support of our Minister of Web Technology, and the next step of this project is to implement it in other cities of other municipalities of Togo. In the domain of transportation, we realized two projects. The first one is G Road in 2015, and this project, the main objective of this project is to map all priority highway of Togo, and the second one is bus line mapping Lomé. This project were realized with the support of Transportation Society of Lomé, and today we have collected all bus stop points and shelters. We map all bus lines and in the OpenStreetMap database. So if you want to consider the result of this project, you can click here. Here you can see the picture of OpenStreetMap Togo in training with the agents of Sotral, Transportation Society of Lomé. Here you can see the map of bus line after a rock. Here you can see the OpenStreetMap Togo members and collected interest points of transportation, like bus stops and shelter, to add them to OpenStreetMap database. In the domain of the main of trans for sanitation, we analyze. We think about how we can use OpenStreetMap tools in to respond to the major issues of proliferation of why. Dump sites, illegal dump sites in the suburb of Dabarakundi, situated to south west of southwest of Lomé. This project is we collect in this project we collect all dump sites of this suburb, and we put it to the interactive map to sensitize people around the proliferation of the dump site in this area, and also to orient action of a sanitation organization on where it is very urgent to make their activity. In this project, we collected more than 50 illegal waste dump sites, and the next step is to implement this project in other location, in other cities, in other suburb of Togo. So if you want to visualize this map, you can click here. And you can see the clusters of the illegal dump sites. And you can see a dump site located immediately behind of a marketplace of this suburb. The fifth project of OpenStreetMap.go I want to present to you is GuessMap Initiative, launched since 2018. This project is aimed to bridge the digital gender divided in OpenStreetMap communities by sensitizing training girls and women in digital mapping. Today, we have more than 100 girls who have trained in digital mapping, OpenStreetMap, and Free2IS. We have more than 8 countries who have organized GuessMap Initiative in their country. And the next step of this project is to organize the GuessMap Camp in 2021 with more active participants who have benefited this program. So you can see the last GuessMap activities in Togo. With the girls who have trained contribute to these tasks on created for the OpenStreetMap Geo-Week Mapathon, which we organize in Togo. And here, the last project of OpenStreetMap at Togo I want to present to you. It's an ongoing project. This project is led by Emi Samar of OpenStreetMap.go with the support of KPMG. It is an urban forestry project. We want to use OpenStreetMap tools to fight against hate mitigation in Togo. For this project, the activities we want to realize through this project is to map the trees, to identify the spaces by their scientific names, to take the maturation like height of the trees, to map the green space in the suburb of Kirkame, of the in the situated at the southwest of southwest southwest of Lomé. So if you want to have more information of this project, you can click here. Here you can see Emi Samar presented the Mapati project in Lomé. And here you can see the task we have created in the tasking manager of Ut to map the suburb of Atikume, the suburb who hosts the first case of this project. After the project we presented, we participate also to major events in OpenStreetMap, OpenData, and Free.js. Participate to several events. I cannot list all them there. So you can see State of the Map, State of the Map Africa, State of the Map US, RDC, and the Sandy Ridge Conference, UND. Here you can see many pictures of the events we participate. A member of Emi Samar presented our activities, our communities at the State of the Map 2018. Here this is the State of the Map Africa 2019 at Grand Bassam at the Ivory Coast. You can see the OpenStreetMap Togo community with Steve Koss, OpenStreetMap founder. And here you can see OpenStreetMap Togo in several other activities. So OpenStreetMap Togo have been chosen to present the OpenStreetMap project in the Understanding Risk Conference which understanding every conference of Abidjan at the Ivory Coast, and we present the OpenStreetMap project, several action of the contribution of OpenStreetMap in management of disaster and risk. And there you can see OpenStreetMap Togo at the Heidelberg, and there you can see OpenStreetMap Togo in several activities. The many events we participate, we can note the event, which the event of IOF, International Organization of Francophonie, who founded for last year's LD and EOF to build capacities of French-speaking countries in OpenStreetMap in Africa. We took part of several for these events and to learn from other OpenStreetMap communities and also to share with them our experience in digital mapping OpenStreetMap. Yeah, you can see the OpenStreetMap Togo member with other OpenStreetMap communities, French-speaking OpenStreetMap communities in several countries. And last year, we participate to we share our experience with OpenStreetMap Congo, with the contribution of OpenStreetMap FDC and LLG. We trained the master degree students of Marien Gwabi University in the agent of municipalities and NGOs in order to promote the OpenStreetMap project in the Republic of Congo. We have trained more than 20 participants in 2 weeks. In best mapping practices and community life and organizational of the OpenStreetMap project. Here you can see the students of Marien Gwabi University trained in using of file papers. You can see member of OpenStreetMap Togo here, member of OpenStreetMap FDC, and you can see Nicolas Chavance here. Yeah, you can see the picture of our training sessions in using of GOSM, and you can see the picture of using of OpenMapKit's servers in OpenStreetMap. We participate also to the action of Guinea with LLD and OpenStreetMap Ivory Coast. For this event, we trained the mappers at the University of Gamal Abdel Nasser, located at Conakry. Since 2013 to 2020, we have trained more than 200 person in OpenStreetMap. We have now 30 persons regularly active in OpenStreetMap. Participate to the more than 8 events in Africa and in other countries of other continents. We have the active members of OpenStreetMap in all region of Togo. We have nice collaboration of the members by their variety support in planning of our activities and on mapping projects. We organize many data collection campaign in order to add more point of interest to the OpenStreetMap database. So to continue, we have today mainly roads completely mapped in the OpenStreetMap database in Togo. We have one of the best data on OpenStreetMap in West Africa. So there you have a great relation with our digital and technology ministry. You have a nice collaboration with other open data and free software communities association of Togo. We have also the nice collaboration with other OpenStreetMap community of West Africa, of Africa and the world. So to realize these activities, we have some strengths and opportunities for promoting these projects in Togo, like the good technical capacity of the members of OpenStreetMap Togo, the sense of voluntaries and civil engagements of Togolese youth. And we have the high reputation in digital mapping in Togo. We have constant evolution in quality and quantity of OpenStreetMap data in Togo. We have a nice partnership with other free software and open data communities and with many academic institutions. So after our strengths, we have the difficulties which limits the expansion of OpenStreetMap project on Togo, like the obsolescence and insufficient of our materials, like the computers, the GPS, the smartphone, the high cost of internet in Togo limits very well the expansion of the project. We have actually the financial problems to ensure coordination of five activities throughout the country. You have the problem of room or digital space which can host our activities. So for the future, we program to support the local development in municipalities through digital mapping in Togo. We program to improve the quality of OpenStreetMap data across the country, especially in major cities. We want to give more support to institutions in the production and using of OpenStreetMap in their activities to increase the proportion of girls in OpenStreetMap Togo, in OpenStreetMap Togo community in Africa and around the world, to increase the visibility of OpenStreetMap Togo and to be the most active community in Africa. To finish, we program to become for the next year a local chapter of OpenStreetMap. So thank you for your great attention. Thank you for listening me with my English, which is not so very, very good. And if you have the questions, I'll be very happy to respond to you, to give you the answers. If you want to have more information about the OpenStreetMap Togo, you can go to our wiki page on our WordPress blog. Yes, blog. Okay. Thank you.